Well, for racing today at Cranbourne, they've got an overcast day. The rail in the 9 metre position. The overall penetrometer, 5.24, and the track has come up as a good four. So a good four, the rating for the meeting today. Let's welcome in our panel. Dean Lester is with us. How are you, Dean?
I'm well, thanks, Nads.
What do you make of the meeting today at Cranbourne?
Yeah, it's quite a good meeting. I'm keen on two or three of them through the day, and we might link them up as a player of the day, but quite like the meeting.
Also welcome Warren Huntley to our panel. How are things, Warren?
Very good, thanks, Nads.
How did you go dissecting this meeting?
Yeah, I think there's certainly, for me, more interest in horses to look at in the early part of the program. I struggled to find much value in the program. I mean, the markets are pretty much drilled down on. Hopefully we can step through the meeting the right way.
Okay. Also joining us from the tab, we've got Trent Langscar with us to go through all the betting moves. How are things, Trent?
Going well, thank you, Nadia.
And has there been much interest in today's meeting?
There has been. We're seeing a few of these Wednesday meetings that are at the provincial tracks, Cranbourne today, but we've also had some at Sale and also Bendigo, Ballarat, where those are the venues where, from the country and provincial sort of scene, Nadia, you do get a bit more punter confidence on a Wednesday, and there has been a fair bit of interest, particularly in the first on the card, which we'll get to shortly. The odds on pop has been well back.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about race number one, and you can take out 14, 15 and 16, and you said there's been very good support for the favourite.
There has been in Zoology as much as $1.75 this morning, now all the way into $1.50. As a result of that, Star Confidant has eased from as short as $4.60 to $6. And they're the only two in single figures, Nadia. You have Nikki by name at 10, Shark Bright at 12, and then it's 15 or bigger the rest there with Perfect Award at the $15 mark. In the first, though, the punters, they've honed in on the odds on pop Zoology as much as $1.75 into $1.50.
Well, it's a pretty good go, isn't it, from that shorter price in, and it's had the two runs back so far this preparation. How do they map in this race, Dean?
Nads, I would expect that Zoology will be in the first five or so. I'm thinking Riverina Lass and Nikki by name from middle draws will be prominent. Perfect Award might be first down to the rail and then have a couple cross him, and Our Girl Babs Zoology are the other two. Yeah, so I would think favourite should be in a fairly prominent role throughout.
Yeah, and Zoology has gone around at in the market at two runs so far this preparation. A big go there today, and he's still a horse who's learning. There's a bit of him.
Yeah, and I think getting out to 1400 is going to suit. Of course, ran third in the Magic Millions maiden, which is always a rich maiden every year on Magic Millions Day. Went round at $1.20 around Tatura first up, and just the 1,000 metres around Tatura never suited, and he got home late to run fifth. Good run last start. I think that Master Brax form is good, wasn't beaten far, and now third up at 1,400 looks ideal. I think he's the likely winner. He's found his price, but he's the one to beat. Nikki by name was okay last start, and out to a longer trip here suits, and will make her own luck up on the speed. Shark Bright's been competitive in maidens of late, and 13 Dark Confidant got a wide draw, but both runs today have been sound, but you would think that today should be the day for Zoology. 3, 6, 2, 13.
3 from 6, 2 and 13. How do you see this race, Warren?
Look, he looks the obvious winner, Nadza. I was keen to have him as a best bet if you were going to get close to black odds, but it looks like the market's trending the other way, and Dean said he's really found his price in the market, but it looks like the right race for Zoology to get the maiden out of the way. 3 ahead of 13 Dark Confident. Might need some luck from that wider barrier draw, but he should have finished a lot closer, particularly first up this preparation. I think he's going well. Nikki by name will be fitter for two runs back from a spell, and Shark Bright's consistent. He just runs well in these types of races, and he's probably a must for trifectas and first fours. I'd just be surprised if he could get the better of Zoology, who does look the winner. 3, 13, 6 and 2.
3 from 13, 6 and 2 from Warren. Dean goes 3 from 6 to 13. That's a look at race number one with a hot pot favourite in the form of Zoology. We go to the second. This is a 3-year-old maiden over 1,000, and the scratchings are runners 7 and 8.
This is a lot more competitive from a betting point of view here, Nadia. We have Bionic, who is the favourite at $3.80, been ranging around $3.70, $3.80 for the morning. Al Orson has come in a touch from $4.40 to $4. Rainbow Girl at $4.80, solid at price. Palenko, also a Titan, $9.50 into $7. You've got Rich Itch, who has got out from $5.50 to $7. And then Tycoon Tilly, the best of the others there, has eased a touch to $8.50 as well. Many chances here in the second. Just updating there, Bionic and Howe Orson. Now the $3.90 equal favourites in the second.
Okay, so there's been a couple that have firmed up, but we've got two equal favourites now as the marketing is tending to settle down a bit. How does the speed look in this race, Dean?
No, it should be okay. 1,000 metres here. I would have thought that Rich Itch off its jump out's shown a little bit of speed. Out wide, Tycoon Tilly and Pineapple Boom's got good speed. I would have thought it'd be right there as well. And Rainbow Girl, just depends how they want to ride her. She can go forward or back of what we've seen in recent trials.
How have you assessed this race, Warren?
I said there wasn't a lot of value throughout the day, Nards. I reckon I can play Rainbow Girl each way here, and the market's got her at about that quote. Recent trials and jump outs have been terrific, and the way the race sets up, I hope they ride her just that little bit off the speed rather than just get involved in a speed battle, because she's been terrific finding the line in her jump out and recent barrier trial. She really trucked up nicely under her own steam. I think she's come back well, 10 Rainbow Girl. Hal Vorson seemed to appreciate being ridden that way last start off the speed and really did work home well behind Ariba over 1,000 metres on the synthetic track. At Geelong comes to the turf here. Bionics has been going well, sometimes without much luck, and she has run well in some races of more depth than this. I'm surprised we're still talking about Bionics in a maiden, but he's got the talent to be able to win it, and Pineapple Boom was solid enough first up and will be fitter with that run under the belt. 10 each way ahead of 3, 1 and 12.
So 10 from 3, 1 and 12, Dean.
Yeah, very similar. I'm going with Rainbow Girl. I liked her in her first preparation. I just think she was a little bit immature, but as Warren mentioned, two recent one trial, official trial, and then one jump out would suggest she's going well, and I think she can win this to beat Halvorsen. He was ridden off the speed last start. I thought it was more to do with the draw than anything. Off a better draw, might race a little bit closer here, but still can travel comfortably. Pineapple Boom just did a little bit of work from a wide draw at Echuca, but battled on okay, and I've put in Polenko, who was really heavily backed on the morning of its debut run at Bairnsdale. Ran quite well, ran into a smart horse there, and can be competitive here, but I thought 10 would be hard to beat. 10, 3, 12 and 4.
So we go 10 from 3, 12 and 4 from Dean. 10, 3, 1, 12 are Warren's tips. That's a look at race 2. Third race, this is over 1,000 metres. You can take out 4 and 13 here. Trent, go through the market for us.
Many hopes here, Nadia. We have Catholic, who's just the favourite at the moment. Opening price was $5.50, has come all the way now into $3.90, just ahead of Moonlight's Reward, who is the $4 second elect. Christoveo just out of touch to 5. Allegheri has had admirers during the morning, as much as $8.50 into $5.50. Austell Bay is also at $5.50, and the other galloper in single figures is Integrated, has eased from 6 to 7. Open the fair, the third. Catholic, a $3.90 favourite, has beaten a Titan in for Allegheri, who's been as much as $8.50 into $5.50.
Okay, so there's been a bit of support. Where does the speed come from in this race, Dean?
Yeah, no, I'm thinking that the speed is probably Moonlight's Reward. Integrated will use Barrier 2 to advantage. I think Escapes a lot, and Catholic won't be that far away first up.
And I suppose it's one of the big queries in the race is Catholic holding a bit of percentage in the market?
Yeah, I'm quite keen on her. I thought her run's last preparation had merit. The first up run wasn't too bad. That was just a maiden, and then showed speed and weakened in a pretty strong maiden behind a good yarn. Trialled nicely recently. Looks as though it's made improvement. Stable going very well. I'm going with 11 to beat 2 Austell Bay, who's very consistent in this sort of maiden and will be competitive again. Christoveo gets the blink on, can be competitive, and next best number 7, and that is Integrated, who resumes here off some good competitive runs last preparation, but I'm quite keen on Caplick. 11, 2, 3, 7.
So we go 11 from 2, 3 and 7. How do you see this race, Warren?
She tried up well, Nance. We should say your dream come out of that Caplick trial and run well enough at Racing.com Park. Yesterday, the winkers are off, a bubble cheeker on the offside goes on, and she was good enough in her two runs today, spelled, and I just think she looks to have trialled up really nicely. As Dean said, the stable's going well. Moonlight's Reward was first up from a lengthy break last start, will be fitter with that run under the belt. Austell Bay's going well in similar races and maybe looking for a little bit further, but you trust me, Kent, keeping her at, or him at this trip, and should be strong late and Integrated first up, whose form does tie in with that, with Catholic. I thought 11 looks to be trialling well. 11, 9, 2 and 7.
11 from 9, 2 and 7 from Warren, and Dean goes 11 from 2, 3, 7. That's the third. Race 4, takeout runners 1, 3, 5, 7 and also the 10. Go through the market for us, Trent.
Well, they're all given some sort of a chance here in the fourth, Nadia. The market was completely reshaped this morning when Lagerfeld came out. So as a result of that, Fifth Amendment is now the favourite and has been as much as $3.50 into $2.70. Shimino has been a drifter, $3.70 to $4.20. Breaker of Change, just in a touch to $7.50. Rain Happy at $8.50, along with Billabong Babe and also Uptown Gal. Uptown Gal has been easy this morning from $6 to $8.50. And you've got Hope You Don't Mind at $9. And Our Audrey is the $12 outsider. So not completely without a chance there, the outsider of the field. But Fifth Amendment has been well back this morning from as much as $3.50 into a $2.70 favourite.
Okay, so Fifth Amendment enjoying a bit of support, who happened to win on debut. Where does the speed come from, Dean?
Yeah, he'll be part of that, I would imagine. No, it's the likes of Billabong Babe will use Barrier 1 and Breaker of Chains from out wide, but Fifth Amendment I'd certainly think would be in the first three.
And Warren, are you going with the favourite here?
Oh, yeah, no, it's trimmed up to a short enough quote now, but as Trent outlined, there'd been some significant scratchings in this race. You like to find horses with a little bit of odds, but Fifth Amendment was terrific. He did get an easy time of it leading and winning on debut, but then he quickened down nicely to run well through the line, and no reason to think he won't be hard to beat again. I like the way Shimino's trialling up. I think it might be a race where we might try to get something out of the Cornello and Exacta. I thought Shimino trialled up really nicely recently, held together in an official trial at Cranbourne. Scratchings have depleted the race. Maybe with a couple of gear changes, Hope You Don't Mind can improve. I'm sure there's more ability there than we've seen from her at a couple of runs this preparation. And Uptown Gal might be looking for further, but will probably be strong late. I think 9 and 11 are the key runners. 9, 11, 6 and 13.
So 9 from 11, 6 and 13. How do you rate them, Dean?
Yeah, I think it's a good Quinella too, Nards. The market's lent Fifth Amendment's way. I thought, whilst these figures weren't huge out of the Bairnsdale win, I just thought he had more to offer. And it was a pretty arrogant win, really. And I think he can probably win again. I think Shimino does represent the danger, has trialled up really nicely, gets a beautiful run just behind the speed here. And I thought the bottom two emergencies gaining starts. Our Audrey, who's raced well, he gets a great run from the draw. And Uptown Gal, as a run-on sprinter, she's very effective and she'll be hitting the line late. But, yeah, I think 9 and 11 is the right play there. 9, 11, 12 and 13.
9, 11, 12, 13 from Dean. 9, 11, 6 and 13 from Warren. That's a look at race 4. Race 5, 2,080 metres, a benchmark 70, and you can take out number 1.
First leg of the quaddie here, Nadia, but not one of the bigger betting races of the day. The Thug is the favourite, and currently at $4.60. Big Pat Pontiac and Rafi Roulette, they're both at $5.50. Meteor Light at $6, along with Armed and Ready. And you have Don't Plead Guilty, who's just come in a touch from $10 to $8.50. Wolfendale, $9.50, and then Barbie's Boy is the best of the others there at $13. No real positive lead for race 5 here at Cranbourne, where the Thug holding favouritism at $4.60.
Okay, Thug favourite $4.60. Open race, though, Dean. Who do you have up on speed?
Yeah, I would think that the Thug's part of that Gaze and Giggle barrier 2. Recti Roulette will come across, I think, from out wider, and maybe Meteor Light will come across with him. I think they're the four most likely to go forward. A few of these like to settle off pace a touch.
All right, let's talk tips. What have you gone for?
Yeah, one of the more open races of the day, but might provide that little bit of value that we're looking for. And I think Armed and Ready, whilst he has tightened up in the last hour or so, I think around the $6 mark is fair enough. And I think he's exactly that, Armed and Ready. He's third, fourth up from a spell. His fitness has improved with every run. Gets a great run here from the draw to beat 8 Recti Roulette, who found winning form last start and has got a good record here at Cranbourne. He's an old timer, but he's going well. The same applies to number 2, the Thug. They both present with the winning form, current recent winning form in the race. And Meteor Light, who's been a little bit mixed in his form since joining the Mike Moroney stable, but I certainly think this is a suitable race. But I thought 10 was the each-way value in the race. 10, 8, 2, 5.
So we go 10 from 8, 2 and 5. Warren?
Been batting up for number 11, Don't Plead Guilty, Nards, and he's been staying at the 1,600 metres. He'll need a little bit of pressure up front because he takes a while to build momentum, but he's been strong late in those 1,600 metre runs. He's had a good grounding, to get up in distance. And I'm going to give him another try here, and you can back him each way. Number 11, Don't Plead Guilty. Rathi Roulette got back into winning form, and Thomas Carberry seems to be doing a good job with the horse formerly with the Weir Stable. Not an easy thing to do. Armed and Ready's getting fitter, and I think there's been merit in particularly a couple of the runs from the three runs this campaign. And there was a little bit of market support for Big Pat's Pontiac last start, and maybe he's ready to improve this preparation. Even race, but I thought 11 might have been a bit of value ahead of 8, 10 and 7.
So 11, 8, 10 and 7 from Warren, and Dean goes 10 from 8, 2, 5. That's a look at race number 5. The sixth event today at Cranbourne, and this is over 1,600. You can take out number 10, Trent.
Another open affair here, Nadia. High and Dry is the favourite. Has been a little easy this morning, $3.80 to $4. Reserve Street has got even further out, $4.20 to $4.80. The support has been for is Donny's Good, who's been 9 into now $5.50. Melba's Maestro at 6, been pretty solid around about that price. Calibration has drifted from $4.80 to 6. And then you've got Parallel World, who's come in from 12 into $7.50. And the gap to Mystical Spirit and Jane's Angel, who are both at $15 there. Another tough one to assess the six. High and Dry is the $4 favourite. Best supported is Donny's Good, 9 into $5.50.
Okay, so there's the fluctuations in what still is a very open race. How do they map, Dean?
Nards, I'm expecting that the speed's out wider as Donny's Good will be prominent. Parallel World can be ridden aggressively, I think, at the 1600 calibration first up, but out wider. Potemkin will be handy, and Reserve Street won't be far away. So I think probably four or five, and they've drawn sort of centre to out that are probably going to provide the speed. You've got to remember they've got a little dog leg there, but ultimately nearly 1,000 metres to the first turn.
All right. So the market giving this race quite a few chances here, Warren. How have you assessed them?
Well, I think High and Dry is a really nice horse, Nards. I liked him last preparation. He ran well leading up to the SA Derby, and he had good form lines intertwining with Leicester there. And his first up run behind Furion was very good, and Furion then went to Flemington and won very well in the last race on Saturday. So that form line's almost irresistible for me for a lightly raced horse who's second up and won second up last preparation and has already come back and shown that he's come back well, and he trialled well going into that run behind Furion. So I'm with him, 6, High and Dry. I think Reserve Street's going well. He can make his own luck. He's up there in the weights, but he's earned that through his consistency. Melba's Maestro through a different form line and starting to take on probably tougher opposition than he's had to take on through those races up around Echuca in particular. But he measured up pretty well when he got to Pakenham last two starts ago, and he'd be just about at peak fitness now, I think, with recent racing under the belt. Parallel Word, conversely, has had that little gap between runs, but the form through Harry Paul is also very strong, and the market support says that she's maintained that good level of fitness. Thought 6 was the one to beat ahead of 1, 3 and 11.
6 from 1, 3 and 11, Dean?
Yeah, he's the horse, I think, probably out of the meeting you'd want to take home. Number 6, High and Dry. He's a really promising horse, fitter for one run in. The Furion run's terrific. He's never had much luck at the barrier draws, and again, he comes up with an awkward draw. Just hope he can land in front of two or three here and not have too much to do, and that there's not too much of a, if there was a leader bias with the rail out, although it usually plays pretty fairly with the rail out at Cranbourne. I'm going with 6, High and Dry. From Mystical Spirit, fitter for one run for the Weir Stable, the import. 1, Reserve Street. Been running well, been winning on the synthetic, but ran okay on the turf last start, and calibration first up from a spell. But it's a bit of a case of if it's not High and Dry, then it's a very even and open race. 6, 7, 1 and 5.
So we go 6 from 7, 1, 5 from Dean, and Warren goes 6 from 1, 3 and 11. We're over to race number 7, and in this race, you can take out number 7, an odds-on favourite in this race, Trent.
Well, odds-on now, Nadia, there, you're speaking of I Did It Again, who was $1.90 this morning, and for a period of time did sneak out to as much as $2.10, but that's when the punters have pounced back into $1.90. Grey Shadow, the second elect, has been the overall firmer today from $3.90 into now $3, and has been $2.90 for different periods. Those two horses dominate the 7th here, Nadia. So then you've got, for double figures, Twilight Song's been $7.50 out to 11. Indian Thunder, specking, 15 into 12. Divine Mr. Artie in a similar boat, 23 into 15. And Kaizamba, 15 as well. but dominated by the top two in the market. I did it again, as much as 210, back into $1.90. But Grey Shadow overall this morning, 390 into 3.
Well, I did it again, has come up with a good marble here, Dean. What type of run do you have the fave getting in transit?
Yeah, he's probably got a couple of speed horses in front of him. Kizamba first go 1,200 metres, but a speedy 1,000-metre horse. Nordic Empire likes to freewheel. I did it again from Barrier 1, obviously going to be prominent. And Squeaky Squirrel and Twilight Song from Out Wider have both got tactical speed. So I actually think speed will be pretty good here, Nards.
Okay, good tempo. Who have you gone for?
He's got a very good chance. I did it again, but I think the market discrepancy between he and Grey Shadow is the reason I'm going with Grey Shadow. I don't think there should be that much between them. Grey Shadow, fitter for one run in. She's had a bit of a nasty habit in recent runs of just being a bit slow to begin, but a couple of things here is that she's got a barrier blanket first time, and I don't think she's actually got a lot of excessive speed directly around her, so even if she misses it half length, she probably gets up on the back of I did it again, and I think she's a really good chance of rolling the favourite. In saying that, he's a must for quaddie takers. I think they're the two that stand out a bit, and the market's saying that. They've got a big percentage of the market, 9 and 4. 5, Indian Thunder did enough first up, and 10 Twilight Song fitter for the first up run. 9, 4, 5, 10.
So 9 from 4, 5, and 10 from Dean Warren.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that discrepancy in the market, Nards. When I first looked at the market, I wouldn't have been surprised to see Grey Shadow favourite. I thought she was good first up, and she was that little bit slowly away, but she didn't have a lot of luck late. Got tight behind Brian, and that's terrific form line for the benchmark 78 level that they'd been running on the Saturday programs in town prior to heading into the carnival-type race fixtures. That's a terrific form reference. She gets back to benchmark 78 level. I'm just hoping she can begin cleanly with that barrier blanket on. I did it again. The obvious danger. He was good first up. Twilight Song might have had a few excuses last start, pulled up with mucus on scope, and I think she may well have even been in season on that day. So Norton Bit goes on, the tongue tie comes off today, and Indian Thunder through the same form line as I did it again, stablemates in the top selection. I think more a trifecta first four, Hope. It's a bit of a trim-up leak for me. 9, 4, 10, and 5.
9 from 4, 10, and 5 from Warren. 9, 4, 5, and 10 there from Dean. That's a look at race 7 as we head over to the lucky last race, number 8. And this is a 64 over 1,300. Scratchings are 1, 2, and also the 7. How does the market look, Trent?
Well, hopefully it will be the lucky last for the punters there, Nadia. And I Am Queen is the favourite, being pretty solid throughout the morning, currently $2.70. The same is a $6 second elect. There's been some support for Razor Flame, who's come in from 9 into 6.50. Blood Oath is also at the $6.50 mark. The Regiment has got out from 5.50 to 6.50, and then a gap to Classic Diva, the best of the others there, at $13. I Am Queen, pretty solid as a $2.70 favourite in the last of 8 at Cranbourne.
So solid favourites. How have you mapped them, Dean?
Yeah, she'll be going forward, Nads. She's drawn wide all for first two runs in Australia and pushed on, and I think she probably will again. Raise a Flame from Barrier 1. I would think Blood Oath had used Barrier 2. Nassam and Chas Marlowe, the other two with a bit of speed, then Classic Diva. So ultimately, not a bad speed here.
Okay, good tempo. What do we come home with here, Warren?
I'm hoping I Am Queen doesn't have to work too hard for that wider barrier draw. Nards, hopefully one or two elect to take a sit, and she either gets to the front or even a spot outside the leader. There's been merit in both her runs here in Australia, particularly the form line through Declaration of Heart looks very good through that run at Sandown when she was first up at the 1,300 metres. Fitted with those runs under the belt and rolling across from a wider barrier draw. I'm with her, but I think outside of that, it's a very even race. Kentucky Flyer has been reserved for this race. There's a race at Sale tomorrow that he would be able to run in, so Graham Beck thinking that this scenario is the best scenario for him and can balance up and work home well. He's not a regular winner, but he'll be strong late at the end of the 1,300 metres here, as will the Regiment, number 8, who might be suited by a reasonable tempo up front and can improve on that first up run. And Blood Oath obviously goes up in grade from that last start win, but maps pretty well to get a nice run just behind the speed. 10, and then for me it's very even, 11, 8 and 6.
So keen on the 10, 11, 8 and 6 for the miners, but go wider in some of those exotics. What about you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm just expecting the Regiment to improve here second up, Nards. I thought did enough first up. In a race probably wasn't run to suit. I think he's got a good draw here and keep going back to those runs like the second in the Mornington Guineas to Spring Choice, who then was very effective at stakes level in Adelaide. It's reasonable form, and I just thought he might get a pretty good run here, number 8, to beat 10, I Am Queen, whose two runs have been terrific, and she's going to win one of these pretty soon. Blood Oath will get a great run from the draw, and still think he had a bit to offer in his win at Echuca. Still a bit green, and did it well, and Raise a Flame from an inside draw with a claim. 8, 10, 6 and 4.
So we go 8, 10, 6, 4 from Dean, 10, 11, 8 and 6 from Warren. Dean, best roughie quaddie player of the day?
My best, Nards, is Grey Shadow in race 7, number 9, to beat the favourite there. I did it again. Best value was originally going to be number race 3, number 11, Caplick, but it's shortened up quite appreciably. So we'll go race 5, number 10, Armed and Ready is the value. Quaddy, first leg 2, 5, 7, 8, 10. Second leg 1, 5, 6, 7 and 11. Third leg 4 and 9. And the last leg 4, 6, 8 and 10. I'm going to play a parlay 2, 3, all for the win. And they are race 2, number 10, Rainbow Girl. Race 3, number 11, Caplick. And race 7, number 9, Grey Shadow.
Okay, Dean, good luck with it.
Beauty, thanks, Nards.
Dean Lester, what about you, Warren? How do we wrap this meeting up?
This was originally going to be race 1, number 3, Zoology, Nards, but he's got in pretty tight. At a backable price, I'm pretty keen on race 6, number 6, High and Dry. We could throw him into the best as well. Race 2, number 10, Rainbow Girl, the value for me. First leg of the quaddie wide with numbers 2, 5, 7, 8, 10 and 11. Second leg 1, 3, 6 and 11. Third leg 4 and 9 only, and home with numbers 6, 8, 10 and 11. And I'm going to play Cornelis and Exactas in race 4 with numbers 9 and 11 as my player of the day.
Good luck with it, Warren. Thank you.
Thanks, Nard.
There's Warren Huntley, Dean Lester with their thoughts on today's meeting. Trent Langscale just going through some of the significant bets for the day.
Well, the notable three tab movers, Nadia, will go with race 1, number 3, Zoology. And as Warren referenced there, was going to be his original best bet, but has come in from as much as $1.75 into $1.50. Then race 4, number 9, Fifth Amendment, as much as $3.50 in and out $2.70. And in race 7, number 9, Grey Shadow, overall has come in this morning from $3.90 into $2.90. The three notable tab movers, race 1, number 3, Zoology, race 4, number 9, Fifth Amendment, and race 7, number 9, Grey Shadow. Well, Dino's best is Grey Shadow in race 7, and he and Warren was surprised about the gap between I Did It Again and Grey Shadow in terms of the market. Dino's value play is in race 5, number 10, and that is Armed and Ready, who's $6 the win, $2.10 the place with tab fixed odds. For Warren, his best, after Zoology was too short, he's gone with race 6, number 6, High and Dry, who is a $4 favourite with tab fixed odds, $1.70 the place. His value selection in race 2, number 10, Rainbow Girl, $4.60 the win, $1.75 the place.
We'll talk later. Thank you, Trent.